This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook is, we are regularly told, the social network we cannot live without. More than a billion people are on it, for crying out loud. But for some, Facebook is becoming tougher to take. Privacy policies for one thing, making money off our content for another. That in turn has led to a spate of account cancellations. But commentator Julia Angwin is expressing her dislike of Facebook a different way.
On Monday this week, I had 666 friends on Facebook. Today, I have none. When I first joined Facebook, I enjoyed stumbling across the high school math teacher who inspired me, or the girl who stole my college boyfriend. I liked keeping up with the Pakistani journalist who once visited my office on a fellowship. But over the years, Facebook lost my trust as it continuously blocked me from keeping the names of my friends private. At first, I tried practicing privacy through obscurity. I accepted all friend requests, even creepy ones, in the hopes that my real relationships could hide in plain sight among the fake ones. But I found myself sanitizing all my posts as I tried to address a diverse audience that included my boss, my sources, my kids' friends' parents, and strangers I had friended from Brazil. But that approach erased my ability to have a real relationship with anyone on Facebook. Still, I wasn't ready to leave Facebook entirely. So this week, I decided to unfriend everyone and just keep a bare-bones profile. It was hard. I felt awful when I tried to unfriend a former calculus student or the page for my upcoming high school reunion. I ended up having to pay a real live friend to come over and hit the unfriend button for me. Over and over again. It took 7 hours, but I feel like a huge burden has been lifted. To those I unfriended, I apologize. But as bizarre as it sounds, I'm actually trying to protect our ability to have a real relationship without a hidden audience watching.
Julia Angwin is a senior technology editor for The Wall Street Journal. She's also the author of the upcoming book. It's called Tracked.